with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A fierce nor'easter makes travel difficult and leaves hundreds of thousands of utility customers in the dark.
A major spring storm is bringing snow, rain, and high winds to the Northeast. Chris Legro with the National Weather Service says it's the biggest April nor'easter to hit the region since 2020. Snow and ice made for dangerous travel conditions in northern New York and New England. The forecast called for 2 feet of snow and high winds gusting 50 to 60 miles per hour. WCVB caught up with Francis Tarasiewicz, a weather observer atop Mount Washington in New Hampshire.
The winds are right around 83 miles per hour, gusting to around 100. So yeah, it's a pretty fierce morning out there. Nothing we're not used to, though, up here on the summit.
More than 680,000 power outages were reported. Dozens of regional flights were canceled, and flooding was reported in Revere, Massachusetts, where wind and high waves battered the seawall. I'm Jennifer King.
The Biden administration has threatened Israel with a change in U.S. policy if Israel fails to act quickly to ease the suffering of civilians in Gaza. Israel is opening more pathways for aid to enter Gaza. Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden today will visit the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse.
Engineers working to clear the wreckage of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore say they expect to be able to restore some navigation in and out of the port of Baltimore by the end of this month. That's according to what the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is calling a tentative deadline. The goal is to clear a limited access channel measuring some 280 feet wide by 35 feet deep. That would support one-way traffic in and out of the port for barge container service and some vessels that move automobiles and farm equipment. I'm Norman Hall.
Visiting Communist China, Treasury Secretary Yellen calling for fairer trade, a more level playing field between the U.S. and China. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 79 points higher. This is SRN News. A battle over suicide is taking place in Canada.
An unnamed 27-year-old Calgary woman who suffers from autism has decided she wants to kill herself, and the Canadian government has agreed to help her. Despite the fact that autism is not fatal, the woman has the right under Canada's Liberal Assisted Suicide Law to take her own life. Her father is fighting to keep her alive, and a judge has given him 30 days to conduct an appeal, but so far every lower court has ruled against him. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An explicit requirement that Iowa state, county, and local decision-making bodies be made up of exactly the same number of men and women has been repealed. Christian organizations such as the Iowa Family Leader had been urging lawmakers to end the requirement. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds, who signed the repeal, says the focus for boards and commissions should be on appointing the most qualified people regardless of gender. Under the old rule, officials had to try first to find a qualified applicant that would bring gender parity to bodies. SRN News. Well, there's a recall of a device you might have around your house.
2 million Black & Decker clothing steamers are being recalled. There have been reports of dozens of burn injuries from the Easy Garment steamers with hot water spewing out of the devices. About a half million steamers were recalled in 2022. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says more burn injuries were reported after that. This latest recall covers 1.6 million steamers, all units of the model. The company is offering full refunds. The maker of the steamers, Empower Brands, says there have been 82 burn injury reports. 19 of them involved repaired units or models. I'm Ed Donahue.
Clouds could obscure views of Monday's total solar eclipse in some parts of North America. There is still plenty of time for forecast to change, but meteorologists predict that a storm front could bring clouds to many locations along the path of the eclipse. More details at SRNNews.com.